All right, so we've talked a bit about some of the news coming out of the Game Developers Conference currently here in the Bay Area. Father Robert Ballester is there today. We have a team there, actually. He had a chance to catch up with Sam Moscovich from Ars Technica to talk about some of Sam's favorite stuff. Let's see what they had to say.
Thanks, Jason and Megan. We're here at the Game Developer Conference 2016. I'm standing next to Sam Moscovich from Ars Technica. Sam, what were the most memorable pieces of tech or games that you've seen at the show?
Well, the HTC Vive has been my favorite for a while. I'm lucky enough to have one at the house, as I've told Megan and everybody else, week in, week out. And that's still really blowing my mind. I actually was just at an Oculus event, and I've been able to do hands-on direct comparisons with the Oculus and HTC Vive. And I feel like developers and fans alike are really going toward the HTC Vive. It's much more difficult to set up in your home, so how that'll actually play out in real world is one thing. But in terms of having these demonstrations and going, what's really cool, Valve and HTC have the edge.
Now let's talk about that edge, because you got to try out the one that everyone's talking about. That's the HTC running Star Wars. What was that like?
That's right. I did go to Tatooine very briefly. It seems to be setting up something to happen between episode 7 and 8, in which you stand on Tatooine. You've been preparing with Luke Skywalker, but all you see when you land is that you stand in a dusty spot. Millennium Falcon lands right on top of you. R2 comes out, and you need to keep R2 safe from a whole bunch of stormtroopers by taking your Vive controller. It turns into a lightsaber. It is the first ever motion-tracked VR lightsaber, which is amazing to say that it's taken this long for that to happen. Even the Wii didn't have a very good lightsaber thing. All you do is you swipe away laser shots, so it's not quite a battle. Nobody knows if this is going to come out as a full game, but what I did play, it makes me think this is going to be something, and it was very cool.
That's actually been a trend here. You've been seeing more and more less technical achievement, less hardware announcement, more actually get in and try something that's interesting. But I think we buried the lead, because there was a story that really came out yesterday. I know you went to the press event. The Twit team actually got to go to the Sony booth and try the new PlayStation VR. We really liked it, especially at that price point. We thought it's definitely in the upper echelon of VR products. Where would you place it?
So I think PlayStation VR is the most likely to make immediate, short-term, at-the-house gaming VR impact. The combination of price point and quality, it is not the sharpest VR display, but it will not make you sick. It runs fast enough. It has actual games, including Res VR, which is a remake of an older game, which was ahead of its time at the time. It's going to really kill when it finally launches. And there's going to be enough playable stuff at a price point. If you've already spent that $350 on the PlayStation, you're halfway there. You don't have to buy that $1,000 computer like you do with the Vive, Oculus, and other systems. So I honestly think this is going to be right at that sweet spot where people, on average, will go, I can throw an additional $400 at this. I can get this going. I can put VR in my home that doesn't suck right now. The Vive, I love it. I have a little bit of money to throw at it, but for people who just want to try it and have it not suck, have it not just be the Samsung Gear VR quick taste, this is going to be a big sea changer, and they're really poised to make a big impact with it.
Sam, one last question. We know that VR has been the big story. Everyone has a VR headset or a VR accessory, or they're developing an infrastructure for VR or even AR, like Google with their Project Tango. But when we look at actual games, is there one that has stood out in your time at GDC that you say that's well-designed or well-programmed, or the story is great, or it's just simple enough to grab me?
I would have to stay here for so long to answer that question. I think HTC Vive, Valve has worked very hard with the HTC Vive team and with indie developers to give them tools to make a wide range of interesting experiences, from quick-hit arcadey stuff to full-fledged adventures. I would say Budget Cuts feels like a real game. I'd say Tilt Brush feels like a real tool which you can paint and draw with. Those are the two at the very top of my list. I would just shiv those two to anybody. Selfie Tennis is where you play a game of tennis against yourself. It's a very quick-hit, very simple thing, but I've stayed with it. There's a mix. There was enough stuff between quick hit, long adventure, stay in it a long time, stay in it really quickly. I think that there's going to be a range of stuff for both solitary VR and group VR. I think that's going to be the conversation going forward as more people get out of these conventions and into their homes.
That's a story from GDC 2016. Now, Sam, of course, everyone knows Ars Technica, but if they want to find your work in particular, where can they go?
They can find my... I was about to make a dumb joke. At Sam Red is the easiest way on Twitter, but I'm pretty much living and breathing Ars Technica. I have to go run and play with another headset thing is that, and then go play all these amazing indie games. It's not just VR. There's amazing stuff being made for every kind of screen and even board game stuff. So I'm going to go play all of it and go crazy. I really appreciate getting to talk to you guys.
It's a pleasure, Sam. And Jason, Megan, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Father Robert. Thank you, Sam Moscovich. Man, I really want to play that Star Wars VR game. Like, that's... Oh.
It's Star Wars. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be like a Star Wars like chess game. You're like, you know what? I really want to play that chess game, even though you've played chess a million times.
Actually,
like, well, that makes... Wookiees.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense if they recreate that scene from A New Hope and and everything. I would totally play that. I'd play that all the time. I'd never come out of VR if that was reality.